And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. That valley of Megiddo, Armageddon. The place of the final battle. This is where it comes from. This is where the big name got. Oh, Armageddon. Armageddon, Armageddon. The final battle. That great day of God Almighty. The armies of the world versus Jesus Christ. And this is where the winepress comes out. I have trodden the winepress alone. I will trample them in my fury. I will tread them down in my anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be splattered upon my garments. Isaiah 63. And also we just covered this. Well, we covered it in chapter 14, you know, when Christ has, when the one like the Son of Man has the sickle. And we will see in the next, not the next chapter, actually it's just a few chapters down, but it feels like it's just coming up, chapter 19. He was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And it will be from that battle. Verse 17, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The seventh trumpet sounds. At the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we shall be changed. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we shall be changed. And we shall be meet them together, as it said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in the air. What great wrath will come out of the air on that day. So I think there might be a little out of sequencing here. I don't know. You know, the full thing of that is not so important. As I've said all along, hey, keep your garments. Watch. You know, don't let them come. Don't let the day sneak up on you. The trumpets sound. We will be prepared. We will do his work. We will be raised. And all these things, hey, you know, if any of it bothers you, just learn the words. And put your faith in Christ, and he will reveal it to you in his time. Just like he's going to reveal it to me. Yeah, because there's still a lot more that's got to be revealed to me. I was very reluctant to do Revelation, honestly. And it's been a bit of a challenge for me. But there's certainly something to be gained now. And I'm glad we did it. We're doing it, anyways. So there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. What are you doing to us? We don't deserve this. You did this to us. They're not going to be thankful. No. Nor are they expected to be. As it's written. It's like Pharaoh. Oh, Moses, go prophesy to Pharaoh. Tell him to let my people go. But he will not let them go. I'm going to harden his heart. Same it is here. They receive not the love of the truth. Okay. Therefore God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you don't know it. And so, like I said, you definitely see in the seventh vial the correlation in the seventh trumpet. The voices, the thunderings, the lightnings, the earthquake, the great hail. You can go back to chapter 11 and read it, just the end of the chapter. And here it is described in greater detail. So great an earthquake, a mighty and great earthquake. You know, such was not since men were upon the earth. I mean, this is quite a shaking. You'd have to go back before men were on the earth. I think that's such an interesting verse. It hints that there was a time when men were not on the earth. Well, was that just the 6 days before man was created? As I've said, I don't really get into the date of the earth. Because Paul talked about, warned us against endless genealogies and all that. And to date the earth with the Bible, you have to get into all the genealogies and stuff. And for me, it's not worth it. I do know this. You know, I grew up like everyone else in this world. You know, in my youth, I believe the 6,000-year-old earth, because that's what they said the Bible said. And I believe them. Then, you know, science says otherwise. And then I had a teacher who said, no, you know, the Bible leaves room so that the earth could be millions of years old. Or I suppose billions, because that's what science would require. You want to believe the earth is really young, well, then there's some problems with science. If you want to believe that the earth is really old, well, there's some problems with the Bible. But only if you read it a certain way. So, I mean, there's lots of ways you could read it. But this verse just, it suddenly hit me like that. A great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. Now, that could be a figure of speech. You know, the thing that always bugged me most about the age of the earth stuff is those craters that are all over the place. Some of them just so old and so huge, these meteor craters.
And they're all in such different states of erosion.
As if they'd happened at any time in history, it would have had to have been just devastating. And there are not any accounts. And there are so many of them all over the earth that it sort of demands, well, as I've said, either one, you know, I mean, hey, that's not to say God couldn't create the earth in such a way that it looked old, even though it wasn't. The earth could just look old.
People don't like it when I say this, but I like it just fine.
All the bones and shells under the earth could be just a plant. Hey, they could just be the action of wind and rain. Or nothing. It could just be random stuff that came out when the rocks were formed. Or maybe it was intentional stuff that came out when the rocks were formed. Because they received not the love of the truth, God sent them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. I have no problem with that. If God will let them believe the lies about the Antichrist, he'll let them believe about lies about what's hidden down there in the earth. Because he said, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Or who shall go into the earth? The word is near you, it is in your heart. God is near at hand in our heart. The truth is not buried in the earth. The truth is not out there in the sky. The truth is in the spirit which God gives us, that teaches us the truth.